ప్రేమస్వరూపులారా.
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విదిన్ నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashanti Nilayam, the most happening place on the planet. And yes, there is a lot in the air now in Prashanti Nilayam. The Shivratri function is round the corner. Everyone, everywhere is preparing for the non-stop, incessant chanting of Bhagwan's name to drown themselves in the bliss of the ocean of Sai Bhajans. And we at Radio Sai also have done our little offering towards this event. If you've been following the Thursday Live program till now, you would have heard the announcement on Morning Glory, and let me not lose the chance to share that also on Outside Inside Deep Inside. So here it is for you.
On this Mahashivratri, here is a happy news. Radio Sai is delighted to offer at Bhagwan's lotus feet a new YouTube channel dedicated solely to Sai Bhajans.
Manas bhajre guru charanam dustara bhamasagara taranam pashupati tanaya balagajana.
From March 4, 2019, for 50 days, every single morning, you can relish the joy of a specially curated and visually rich Sai Bhajan on this new YouTube channel, Radio Sai Bhajans. So do subscribe and share the good news of this channel.
So that is the beautiful bhajan bliss coming up on Shivratri. And in the June of 2019, there is a mega celebration that is going to happen in Prashanti Nilayam, and it originates from Vrindavan. I've been talking about it for quite a long time, and in fact we have started a series to commemorate this occasion, the 50 years of the Vrindavan campus, the Golden Jubilee celebration of Sri Satya Sai Arts, Science and Commerce College, the erstwhile Arts, Science and Commerce College, which later on became the Vrindavan campus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. And if you've been following this series, we've been having series of programs sharing with you how the Vrindavan campus came into being, how the ashram happened, the visits of Bhagwan to Bangalore, and how Swami christened the ashram as Vrindavan, and how the college happened, and how slowly Swami started picking his chosen ones for the education mission. The college in Anandpur started in 68, but the college for men started in Vrindavan in 69, and 10 years later Swami started the college in Prashanti Nilayam in 79. So 69 to 79, Bhagwan spent 90% of his time in Vrindavan. And I have shared with you stories of not only how the campus came into being, but how Swami established the Sri Satya Sai system of integral education, how the various facets of what is today the Sri Satya Sai system of holistic education came into being. And so today we will continue that conversation. I have today for you a very lively conversation, very touching incidents that Mr. Sai Surendranath shared with me. So he is someone who joined the Vrindavan campus again way back in the 70s, and someone who has served all his life in Bhagwan's educational institutions. In fact, he has been one of the pillars of the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School. So after his training in Vrindavan with Bhagwan, Swami asked him to work in Prashanti Nilayam, and he continues to work even though he has superannuated. So we are going to listen to Mr. Sai Surendranath share his moments of Vrindavan, how Bhagwan not only brought him to his fold, but how in those days they had the chance of amazing physical proximity, and through that, how they discovered the beautiful facets of the divine diamond. So before we move on to listen to the conversation with Mr. Sai Surendranath, let me play for you a bhajan which Bhagwan himself used to sing, and where we adore Bhagwan as Vrindavan Sanchara, as the one who loves to be in Vrindavan. So the bhajan, and after that you will listen to Mr. Sai Surendranath.
Bada chitta chora Vrindavan Sanchara, bada chitta chora Vrindavan Sanchara, Gopala Gopala he Murali Gopala, Gopala Gopala he Murali Gopala, Govardhanodhar Gopal Bala, Govardhanodhar Gopal Bala, Gopi Manohar Radhe Gopala, Gopala, bada chitta chora Vrindavan Sanchara, Gopala Gopala he Murali Gopala, Govardhanodhar Gopal Bala, Gopi Manohar Radhe Gopala, Gopi Manohar Radhe Gopala, Gora Chitta Chora Vrindavan Sanchara.
Sai Ram Sai Sir, and welcome once again to Outside Inside Deep Inside. You are someone who has come to Radio Sai on many occasions and shared very, very beautiful memories in a very lively manner. And today, as we are discussing the Vrindavan sojourn of Bhagwan, the beautiful way Bhagwan set up the Vrindavan ashram and how Bhagwan collected all his playmates for the beautiful Vrindavan when he came down now as Sai Krishna. And in fact, you know, it's really so fantastic. Swami called this ashram Vrindavan. And I think in the initial days, Swami spent really so much of his time, almost perhaps 90% of his time with the students. And you were blessed to be part of that privileged group. You joined Vrindavan way back in 1977. So please take us back to those days. Take us back to how you came into that ambience, and then how it was to be with Bhagwan in those olden golden days.
Thank you, Vishu Prashti. Thank you for giving opportunity and also helping me to go back in my good old days, relive those beautiful moments with our dear Sai Krishna. You put it rightly. When Swami was in Vrindavan, he was exactly Sai Krishna only. Reason is, Swami is very free, friendly with boys and also all the elders and devotees. Mm-hmm. Used to spend a lot of time very freely moving around, no restrictions.
Mm. I hear that, you know, there was hardly any sort of a demarcation between the place where Bhagwan stayed and the boys stayed. You almost felt like it's the same compound.
Yes, in the same compound, he'll keep moving around, and only thing is we have to turn left or right to give a path for him to walk around the place. And so beautiful moments, and used to give a lot of joy and a lot of fun. Mischievous Krishna, as he was during Dwapara, and also that is why aptly Vrindavan was a very, very right name given there. And Swami will not spare anyone, student or even old devotees, maybe 70 years, 8 years, he will pull everybody's leg and he'll make fun of everyone. Mm. But the best part in all that, when he jokes, when he takes the situation lighter, even after the fun and frolic, in the end, there is always a message. There is always something to take home. That is the beauty of Swami in Vrindavana Sai Krishna. When the same Swami comes to Prashanti Nilayam, he is Sri Rama. This is Ayodhya and full rules and regulations.
The administrator.
Administrator. All straightforward. Things got to be done the way it has to be. So he is Sri Rama here. I think I should go back and let you know how I joined Vrindavan.
Yes, yes, please.
There is a long intro for that, but straight away I'll come. I was not well for many days, and finally my parents wanted to come here to seek Swami's blessings from Chennai. We came here and stayed. As usual, whenever you expect something from Swami, he puts you aside and tests your patience. And we waited here for 3 months. And Swami used to take letter both every day from my father and the lady side from my mother, but never called for interview. Then after 3 months, one day, Swami called.
Three months.
It's a long wait.
In those days, actually, you know, it was relatively easy to get interviews.
Yeah.
But in those days, if he really made you wait for 3 months.
3 months.
Is something really little very different.
Different. And one more thing is, you can't stay in ashram more than 2 months. Your permission in that time, no shed, we have to stay in shed. Near the Ganesha temple, we used to have Ganesha shed. We used to stay there.
Very rudimentary.
So, after 2 months, you have to vacate. Even Chirinjara will come and say, Kutumara will come and say, come on, clear, go, go, you can't stay. So, Swami's sister Venkamma had rooms outside. So, we used to stay there. And then continue staying till Swami blesses us. And after 3 months, one day, suddenly Swami called. So I was looking at the right side and told that guy, Swami is calling you. Then again Swami said like this. Then I thought maybe on my left side. I said, Swami is calling you. Again Swami pointed at me. I said, maybe somebody behind me. I said, Swami. Then so, buddhi ledu, nubu, nubu, Swami told. Swami you, said, you. Like that. Those days, darshan, Swami used to come first gen side. And then go to lady side and enter the interview room. So the moment he came, the first thing he started was, he called us for an interview. Then finally we realized, because 3 months we have been waiting, nothing happened. We thought maybe left and right everybody goes, but not us. So finally that day, we went inside and then, because of my health issue, I discontinued my studies for 1 year. I didn't study. So I lost interest in studies. And then I decided to do a job. And that time, some Indian Airlines, some messenger job, some good salary. I thought, okay, I can fly around the place. For that intermediate is enough. I don't have to study further. You know, that kind of idea that was deep into my mind and I didn't want to study. And then in the interview, as soon as we entered, we had a list of, you know, every devotee before entering the interview room, they'll have a list of questions ready. But the moment you enter the interview room, everything goes blank and he takes over. And then finally, he told what all happened to me in my life, the problems, the health issues, and then why you came here. I know how long you've been staying. Then Swami said, I made you wait here for 3 months because doctors told me that I had heart attack that time. And 3 months I worked everywhere. I worked in canteen, I worked in bookstall, I worked in Sai Gita Elephant caretaker, Mr. Basant. So I used to...
Mahut of
Sai Gita. So we used to divide the entire mandir into 4 quadrants and start watering the plants. All that heavy work, everything.
3 months, you are constantly doing service.
Yeah. And doctor told me that I should not lift even any heavy things. I should not. I should be very careful. Lot of restrictions they gave. But finally, this happened this way. Swami made me wait and do all hard stuff. I used to spend time, you know, the Gopuram is there.
Yes, yes, yes.
There are 6 levels, 7 levels. Those days, that is a store place for all the books. So, there will be a ladder. You go upside and all the book bundles will be there. I have to unpack, count it, sort it out. I used to sit and do.
In the Gopuram?
In the Gopuram. That was a storehouse for a bookstall. And bookstall was now Central Trust office is there.
Yes,
no?
Yeah.
Earlier, that was the bookstall. And that was a bookstores.
Correct.
Stockyard, like.
Yes.
I used to work there also. And finally, it is only to prove to us that he has taken care. And then one word he said, adi em heart problem, mem kadu, adi gas problem, nen sarichesesanu. That's all. In a simple one statement, he assured that nothing will happen.
So that is not a heart problem, it is a simple gas problem.
Actually, it is heart problem, but Swami made it. It is gas problem. Don't worry, I will take care. And that is the assurance.
At the end
that
of
is
few
a
months.
Promise, yeah. That is a promise, assurance that he gave us that nothing will happen to you.
So you were 15, 16 then?
I was 19 years that time.
Wow.
And now I am 61, still my heart is beating and everything is going on well, Swami's grace. That time, nu chadavali, study. I said, we were very free with Swami because right from young age I have been seeing Swami and we talked to Swami as one of the family member, my mother, myself and my father. We are all very free and frank when you're talking to Swami. I said, Swami, naku ishtam ledu.
Oh.
Then, enduku ishtam ledu. Yeah, I told him. Chadu, chadavali.
So Swami is telling you study, you said, I'm not interested.
No, Swami, naku ishtam ledu. Enduku ishtam ledu? Le, Swami, akada Indian Airlines le job undi, I want to do and start earning money. Buddhi ledu. Nu chadivite neeke manchidi. Chadu.
So Swami is telling you, chadu, study, it is good
study,
for you.
Yeah.
But you are saying, I want to go work in Indian Airlines.
I want to work and then I don't know, I lost interest in study, I don't want to study. Then Swami said, no, chadavali. And then just to defend myself, I used to see Brindavan boys coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
Because we stayed 3 months, no? I saw them coming for Dasara and going like that, coming and Gurupuram coming and going like that. Then I said, Swami, if you give me a seat in your college, I will study. Otherwise, I will not study. I thought if I put that condition, he will leave me alone. Then Swami looked at me and said, oh, neeku na college ulo seat kavala. I said, yes, Swami, if you give me college seat, then I will study. Otherwise, I am not interested in study. Na pillalanta rank holders. Valanta, first rank, second rank, third rank. Neeku rank vastunda? He asked me. Will you get rank?
My boys are all rank.
All rank holders. Then I said, Swami, with your blessing, I will also get rank. Everything if I do, what you will do? No, Swami, if you are there, everything will happen.
You said that?
Yeah, everything will happen. Then Swami said, if I give a plate of food to eat, you have to eat, no. That effort you have to do, no. Then I looked at Swami. Swami, even to eat, you have to give me that strength. Then only I can eat.
He said,
Buddhileva, yekko matlartao, yekko matlartao. He raised his hand and as if he was going to thrash me. And then I ducked like that. Then he felt very happy and then he said, okay, apply. I will give seat. He said. Then I thought, okay, I want to escape, but I am trapped. I can't do anything. So went back to Chennai. Saw the advertisement and all that application form. I applied. Apply, no reply. Nothing was coming from Brindavan.
Oh.
So my father was a little jittery. He said, what is happening, man? It's getting late and you will miss. And again, one more year you will not study. So why don't we go and check up? So we came to Brindavan that time. My relatives were staying in Bangalore East. We stayed there and the next day morning, I entered the campus. I entered the office room. There, one gentleman with black coat, elderly person sitting, full of crowd, admission hangama was going on. And I didn't know where to start and what to do. So this old man saw me with the coat, he said. He's very loud voice and stern face and voice. He said, what do you want? Then I said, sir, I applied for a degree course here. When did you apply? So I said, I don't know, sir, 1 month back only I applied. Then, what is the application number? Sir, I don't remember the application. You don't know your application number? I said, I don't know my application number, sir. I applied. Who told you to apply? How you can do like that? Sir, I don't know, sir. In the interview room, Baba told me to apply. I applied. Which address you gave? I said, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, Brindavan. I wrote, sir. You are a fool. How? Baba is different. College is different. How you can send it to Baba? You have to apply to college. No. Now gone. It will not be here. How it will be here? Then you went on and everybody was looking at me in the office. Above him, there is a quotation. Love all, serve all. Below the quotation, this man is giving full vehement love. Left and right is giving. I didn't know. I thought this is not the place for me. First day only it's like this, yeah.
It's giving me black and blue.
Black and blue. I thought, okay, good that I will go and tell that they lost my application form and I can escape. I need not study. Always my intention was that not to study and find a scapegoat. Unfortunately, one corner, one soft man, his name is Amarendra. He worked in Brindavan, Puttaparthi also, as a clerk, senior clerk here. Amarendra, he's such an opposite man. You can see love and serve, you can see that side. He looked at me pathetically. He said, Babu, come here. So I went there. and he was speaking in Telugu. I was also Telugu, so I asked him, "Yem Babu, what is the problem?" I said, "I don't know, sir. I got interview. I wanted to join college. I didn't want to study. Swami told me you apply. I didn't know what to do. I applied and I wrote Bhagavan Sri Satsang because Swami told me apply. I applied to Baba." And this man is shouting, "Okay, Babu, you do one thing. You come tomorrow at 11 o'clock. I will check. Maybe sometimes Baba will send such letters. If anything is there in that folder, I'll get back to you. Come tomorrow 11 o'clock. And that day was the last day. After that, admissions will be closed. So next day, 10:45, I'm there. The moment I was just searching for this man and he was hunting for me. The moment he saw me, "Babu, come here, come here." I ran. Said, "What, sir, what happened? Yesterday you went?" "No, you left. After the lunch break, Swami sent one envelope, which is your application form." So your application form, Swami sent through the Mandir people and it is with me. "See, this is one." I said, "Yes, sir, this is my application form." "Yeah, yeah, you do one thing. Now quickly go and meet principal and get his okay for admission." There is a queue there. I was standing there. I entered. I applied for MBPC. And my second language was Tamil because I was in Chennai.
MBPC,
Maths, Physics, Biology, Chemistry. So I went there. Then my turn came. I entered. And there Professor Nanjundaya and Professor Narendra, that then principal, both of them were seated there. Then they looked at me, "Come." I went and I submitted this. Then he looked at my marks and said, "You are very weak in chemistry." "Yes, sir, I'm very weak in chemistry. Chemistry is still mystery for me, sir." then why you applied for this? "I don't know, sir. Swami wanted me to apply. I forgot to ask Swami which course subject I should take. Because I studied earlier, that only I am, again, I thought same thing, I'll continue." Then Professor Nanjundaya looked at me and said, "Babu, I feel if you take commerce group, you will shine." I said, "Sir, what is commerce?" I didn't know. I said, "What is commerce?" Then he explained to me everything. Then he told me, "Better than science, you take commerce, you will shine." When he said that, just above him, there was a clock, exactly 12 o'clock. And the chime was going on, ting, ting, ting. So I heard his voice. I heard the declaration from his mouth. I saw the chime was going. Then I thought, okay, maybe Swami wanted commerce. I said, okay. I took commerce and that's how he put me in HECA, History, Economics, Commerce and Accountancy. So I took that group and then I joined. Then I have to get admission in the hostel. Now college is done. Hostel. When I went there, hostel is full. They said no admissions. Hostel is already full. That is the time Walter Cowan block was constructed and one shed was there. And in the shed, extra place is there. If you want, you can stay. Then I said, "Sir, it'll be very difficult." Otherwise, he said, "You become a day scholar. You come from Bangalore East and come and go." I said, "Sir, that is my relative's house. I can't stay there. It won't look nice. So do something, sir." And that was the time we had Dr. Lakshmi Narasimhan as the assistant warden and Sudarshan was the warden there. So Dr. Lakshmi was again a kind-hearted man. He looked at me, "Babu, you come and meet me tomorrow." So I went to the biology department where in his in the college campus. Then he said, "There is one vacant cupboard is there, but all senior boys will be there. Can you manage?" I said, "No problem, sir. I will manage." So finally he gave me, I was with all the senior most. Anup Jalani, Nityananda Menon, Kamal Sahani, Kiran Patel, C. Srinivas, all these people are all stalwarts and only me junior in that room. But they are lovely group, very nice people.
You enjoyed.
I enjoyed, thoroughly I enjoyed. And that is how I joined that hostel. Then the next issue in Vrindavan was, my language was Tamil. Because I told Professor Narendra that Swami told me to apply. Because that time, no, when you say Swami, there is no restriction. Everything is bypassed. So they gave me. But he thought I will learn Sanskrit or something. I said, okay. I didn't know anything about Sanskrit. You know, our state president, Karnataka state president, Dakappa's brother was studying. He was standing in front of me. I asked him, "Brother, what is Sanskrit? How is it?" He said, "It's very easy, very simple, and you will score full marks." I said, okay, fine. Will they teach right from alphabet? He said, yes, they will teach from alphabet. Then I went to the class. It's all bouncers. They are not starting from A, B, C, D. It's all going some. Then I didn't know what to do. I went and met principal, sir, Sanskrit is out of question. Mine is Tamil second language. I don't know what to do. And I don't know Hindi. Difficult for me, sir. What to do now? Then he said, two more boys are also having the same problem. You wait. And two more other boys is, one is Ravi Chandran and one is Ravi Shankar. Ravi Shankar is Radha Krishna, who stayed with Swami.
Yes.
His brother was Ravi Shankar. So we were all classmates. We studied together. He said, I will tell Swami. So he went and told Swami, Swami, there are three boys, they joined, but unfortunately from Tamil Nadu, their second language is Tamil. I don't know what to do. So if we cannot help them, then they have to go back. I have to send them back by giving TC and all that. Swami heard, Nen Chustanu, he said.
I will do something.
I will look into that. Nen Chustanu, he said. The next day, Swami was giving darshan. As usual, those days, beautiful darshan, that big tree used to be there, and one side ladies and one side gents, and Swami will go around, devotees, you know. That's a beautiful thing is, everywhere, you go around God. But in Vrindavan, you always find God goes around you. I always, you know, like that feeling. So Swami will go around everywhere and then like that. Then suddenly, out of blue, Swami picked up one bald man, elderly person sitting there. He said like this. So he called him for interview. So he went inside. Interview was over. And that man, every devotee will go back. But that man didn't go back. He came and stood along with the boys and other teachers. So Sevadal was telling, sir, you go. Then he said, no, Swami told me to wait here only. So he was standing. Then Swami came out. Hey, Narendra. Then our prince came. He said, you wanted a Tamil professor? No. He is from St. Joseph College, Bangalore. He is a Tamil professor, head of the department there. I told him to teach our boys. So every week, twice he will come and take special class for our boys.
Wow.
And Swami gave him a ring and he's flat and became a VIP from that day onwards. Okay, because straight away he can come. Swami every day talks to him. Whenever he comes, Swami talks to him. And he sits along with our teachers. So many interviews he gets. And he will come only twice a week. And we'll sit under the tree. He will finish the portions and then go. I was wondering, Swami, when you go with a problem, any other person in that place, no, it becomes difficult. Tell the guys to go, or tell them to leave, or tell them to take something else, you know. But Swami never compromise what we want. Right? Most of us, what we'll do, you know, we compromise. But Swami says, whatever you feel, okay. But it'll be done, it'll be honored, it'll be delivered, it'll be assured in a different way, at ease.
Yes.
He asked the previous day, the next day morning it is answered.
He'll not only accommodate, he'll give you the best actually.
Best. And who is coming? He's a head of HOD Tamil professor from a famous college from Bangalore, he comes.
Wow.
See, that is divinity. So many people, even I would have seen this bald head sitting in the crowd.
Yes.
How do I know he is a Tamil professor? But this divine entity fishes the right person from the crowd whom will be delivering the goods for us, you know.
Just like he ensured that you don't fly away, you study.
And that was his first interview, by the way. Swami didn't know him before, I mean
physically.
And he also heard about Baba and he comes and sits. And Swami just fish him out. You see how that is divinity.
Yes.
So this is an amazing experience.
So thanks to you and two, three other brothers, the Tamil professor also joined the college. All divine design.
Yeah.
But,
And then the best part was, Swami wanted to take a group of boys to Kashmir. So Swami used to tell, whoever gets first class, I will have a chartered flight and I will take everybody to Kashmir. He used to tell. So we all got pepped up and everybody was studying hard. But unfortunately, Tamil is a not that very scoring subject and very difficult. And he comes only teaches once in a week or twice in a week like that. So on that time, I felt that I will not able to get good marks. And my Tamil will pull me down my percentage. Because Swami wants all 60 and above. Those days, Swami, first class means Swami. Nowadays, Swami wants distinction. Those days, first class means Swami is very happy. So that annual exam when I wrote, paper was very tough, and then somewhere we managed, and then I started crying. I didn't come for darshan. I was sitting on the staircase in the hostel. I thought I will be the only fool missing that flight, and I will not go to Kashmir.
Because of Tamil.
This will pull my percentage, and I was crying. Then I went late for the group, and by then Swami finishes the Sairam Shed darshan and went back to Mandir. I didn't know what to do. But you know, that prayer, the intense prayer in me, when my results came, I wrote only for 50 marks, but I got 80 marks.
80?
In Tamil.
I wrote only
50, but I got 80. What is this?
Grace.
Okay? I felt very happy. Then I felt that all my prayers and my tears really paved and really, you know, gave me that thing. So, I am sure that Swami is going to take. I will be part of Kashmir group. But unfortunately, Swami picked up a small group to Kashmir. Not many went. And everybody got dejected. But Swami's words will never fail. When Swami says He will take you, definitely He will take you. But only thing is, it was not Kashmir K, but it became Kodaikanal K, and it took me 3 times to Kodaikanal.
Wow.
So I still remember, when I go to Brindavan, I still remember that that agony, that pain, that suffering, that torture, and how Swami gave a beautiful balm, that assurance that I am always with you. That is how I did my first year, and I want to share with you the chances that we used to get in Brindavan. That most of the boys, they don't know now. And
those were perhaps the very, very special privileges.
Definitely special. And we used to fight among each other. Who is next? Like that. And we used to wait for that. One chance is, those days Swami used to wear garland. So after the evening bhajan in that bungalow, now it is Thrai Brindavan, that time it was called Old Bungalow. And the small passage will be there. After the bhajan is over, there is one room called a safe room. The name came safe because there is one Godrej Almera used to be there. And Swami used to say, safe. You go and put it in the safe, get from the safe. Because that safe is there in that room, so it became safe room. And there one Swami's chair used to be there. Some VIPs Swami used to sit, and like interview also Swami used to go. And that is the room we will sit and wait. When bhajan is over, Swami will say, And then we used to go from inside with a beautiful garland. One boy will garland Swami, and Swami will bend and accept the garland, give us namaskar. And then another boy will give arati. There is another chance. And this used to happen. And the best is, Swami used to have paan. And from Chennai, the tender leaves will come. The betel leaf from Chennai. And Swami used to have Rasikalal betel nut, which is specially made in Chennai, Rasikalal. And there will be a small, long box, silver box in that partitions. And boys used to cut, wash, wipe, and keep tender leaves. And then there will be a small dabba in that, calcium will be there, you know, chunnam. And we used to apply, put some nuts, roll it, and give to the boy. And the boy will hand over to Swami. And Swami will be casually talking, eating. The moment he'll pick up and gobble it, put it in his mouth and start munching. And Swami's lips will be like as if he's applied lipstick, you know, red color. Beautiful to look, you know. And Swami used to have lots of paan those days. And that is another chance. So we feel very happy. I gave that paan and Swami ate. And we used to make paan and give, you know. Some boys used to get that. Even the best was, on your birthday, Swami used to call the birthday boy lunchtime and dine with Swami. You can sit on the same table with Swami and you can have food. So you'll have, that time boys used to take photographs and book and get it signed.
So it's like a personal, your personal moment with Swami.
Personal
only
moment.
You with Swami.
Only you. Or two boys means the two boys. Or three boys means three boys. Sometimes when nobody is there, Swami will ask, Yemi, iroju evaru puttaleda? Like that he will say. Because there is nobody coming to eat food.
Nobody is born today.
Nobody is born today. Like that he used to have. So we used to have those beautiful moments, chances like that. I think I will share one more very beautiful, I still remember those days, my life in Brindavan. We used to have summer course. Those days summer course will be almost a month. 1977, my exams got over. So I wanted to stay back. The rule is everybody has to go back and the call letter will come for summer course. Not all boys will be called. A call letter will come. Only some can come and participate. Because that time, from every state, 12 youth, boys and girls will be brought. From every state like that. They also will be part of summer course. I hit upon a plan. If I go, I may not be called.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, I told Warden, sir, for summer course, full hostel, they'll do whitewash. No, sir. For cleaning, for mopping, I will stay back, sir. There is nobody at home. I will stay here only. I will do cleaning. So Warren got the hint. No, Babu. You have to go. I said, no, sir. I will just be of some help, sir. What will I do at home? Nothing, no, sir. Like that. No. Then finally I asked him, sir, will you invite me? Will you send a call letter to me? He said, no, everything will happen. You go like that. Then I had my own doubt. The way Warden spoke, I thought, okay, I will not get the opportunity to be part of this summer course. Then went back, but my earning was more. So almost 1 month time was there. After the lunch, we were all sleeping. Then my mother woke me up and they said, hey, just now I heard somebody tapped me and I heard voice saying that make arrangements for your son to attend summer course. I said, who, mama? She said, I don't know. I heard loudly. Maybe you'll be called for summer course like that. I said, okay, if it is going to be that way, I'm very happy. After 15 minutes, there is a knock at the door and the postman is standing. And postman gives a letter and the letter is from Warden saying that you are invited to participate in summer course.
Wow.
I was so happy. So happy. Then I took the letter and what they said, the very next day I have to be there.
Okay.
So my father could not get the leave. My mother never travels. So they told that, will you go alone? I said, see, first time, even when I was going to school, my parents sent with Aya. She used to carry my food, my bag, like that I was brought up. Leaving one state and going to another state, and that to Kannada, not a word I will know, and I can't speak Hindi fluently, so I was little jittery, I don't know what to do. Then I said, okay, anyway, the call has come, Swami will take care, and no reservation. But we have to go there. Then finally, packed all my suitcase, my bedding, everything. Went to the railway station. There are some porters, no? Seat, they used to ask. Because when the train comes, they'll throw their towel and occupy one seat. And you have to pay them some money. So I said, I don't have seat. Then he said, come Babu, come. And then he gave me one seat. And he took his towel. Then I sat, we gave money. And then parents told, don't worry, everything is fine. One elderly couple was there. Please take care of my son and his first timer is going. They said, don't worry, we will handle. Everything is fine. Train started. And all that is over. And then Malur, Whitefield, Krishnarajapuram. Unfortunately, this train, Bangalore Express, Chennai Bangalore Express, it will stop in Malur. Because in industrial area, all the people will get into that. It will stop next to Krishnarajapuram. In between Whitefield, it will not stop.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I know that. It will not stop. And the next stop is after Krishnarajapuram, it goes to Cantonment and then city.
City.
So, my only knowledge how to come to Whitefield is, get down last station, that is Bangalore city. Take an auto and go to city market. And city market, 319 bus will be there. Get into the bus. And the last bus is 9:30. After that, there is no bus to Kadugodi. So get into the bus. By 10:30 night, you will be in the Kadugodi and you will enter the hostel. So this is the only logic. And this is what they trained me, told me, explained to me. This is how you have to go. I said, okay, fine. Everything is in mind. So Malur, the workers, they were hanging on the windows and the door. Everywhere they were hanging. Full. Because all packed. The employees now fully packed. And nothing like reserved, unreserved. They get into any compartment. Then the train left Malur and was Whitefield was coming. From the train, I could see our old Brindavan.
Yes.
All the trees with full of color lights. Hostel building color lights. And the station is coming very fast and train was zooming. I was standing and looking. I am so close, yet so far.
Yes.
Swami, I have to go to city, catch an auto, get into the bus, I hope I should not miss the bus. And then 10:30, now it is only 8:30. 10:30 I will be reaching this place. If only if you wish, 1 second is enough, I can jump. This is what very seriously went into my mind, and looking at Vrindavan, then the trees and all that, I saw the station master waving the green flag, that was also passing by, everything passed by, and suddenly there was jam. There was a heavy brake, and then train stopped.
Oh.
I saw the entire platform cleared.
Wow.
And suddenly, that fast speed, suddenly it became slow and it stopped. And I was wondering why it stopped. Then I asked people why it stopped. They said, signal available. They have not put the signal. Do you know my compartment? Exactly on the railway gate.
Wow.
Okay? My compartment exactly railway gate. I turned back, that corner my bedding, and this corner my suitcase. Then I told one guy, sir, I have to get down here. Can I get down? He said, jump. Workers, no, they said, jump. I said, sir, my bedding is there. Which is your suitcase? That blue one, sir. Which is your bedding? That red one, sir. He said, you jump, we will give. So I jumped off. Then all my luggage, I was telling. So they pulled and they threw my box and threw my bag. And then, okay, I am outside the train with my bedding.
Shortcut
with my bedding and with my suitcase. And I turned back. Not even one soul. Only me getting down from the train.
Train stopped just
and just in front of the railway gate.
Wow. Amazing.
I told, thank you, Swami. Imagine otherwise. All the way I have to go, get into the bus and all these things.
Alone now.
Alone. So now I carried my luggage like that and went to the hostel, and then our warden was there. Then he asked me, just now you are coming? I said, yeah, just now. You do one thing, keep your luggage first. First you go and have your dinner, and then we will see. Go refresh yourself. First you have your dinner and then come. Leave your luggage here. They are very nice. So immediately I went there, picked up my food, and I was about to say Brahmarpanam, no? I closed my eyes to say Om, and I heard Pam. Till I start my Omkaram for Brahmarpanam, the train was still there.
Wow. Amazing.
And then I had my dinner. Next day morning I was standing there. Swami straight comes, stands near the door. So many boys are there. And I'm also part of the crowd. He just looks straight into me. He smiled like that. He shook his head. How was it?
Mischievous smile.
My tears rolled down. I didn't know what to say. I felt, Swami, thank you.
It's like he can stop the whole world for you.
I cannot even this day, my hair stands.
I mean, to the extent that he can go for you.
Yes. That's what, I only said, Swami, I am so close, but so far.
Especially you are not far, you are close only.
And if you decide 1 second is enough, Swami, I can jump. That was my prayer. Maybe my prayer was so intense or what. Maybe his house is there only, bungalow, you would have heard it loud and clear from my heart. It just happened.
It's just letting you know that if you're thinking something, it is there.
It is there. See, that is why smallest of small things also he will take care.
Yes.
Provided if you surrender to him.
Yes.
Yes. And now summer court starts. I will give this beautiful, my experience with Swami. I understand how Swami's love for boys. This is an episode which I understand Swami even much more. How Swami, he is beyond your imaginations, and he is beyond your, whatever he says, every word is truth and nothing else but truth. Summer course started and Swami calls the boys and said, you have to take care of everything and you have to attend class also. Do you know, Prushti, we used to get up 3 o'clock in the morning, finish our bathing, everything over, and then 40 kgs of vegetable we have to chop. 1,000 people will be eating.
Oh.
Okay, men and women.
So boys only used to do the
entire thing. No, boys used to help. So we used to chop and potato peeling, potato chopping, cabbage or carrot, brinjal, onions.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. So we have to do that. So we go batch by batch. One room wise, we used to go and do. And a day, puri is there, finished. breakfast puri. Swami will tell what items and all that. Puri means everybody has to get at least 3 puris, 2 puris like that. So puri, you have to roll puris like that.
What the boys used to do?
We used to do. But cooks and all will be there. Only chopping and all these things. Yes. Serving from Hyderabad, Sevadals will come. Raman Rao is in charge for that. And he used to get his team and they take care of serving aspects. But helping in the kitchen is ours. And we have to do that job. After doing all these things, we have to go to the class and
attend the lectures,
also there. And people, VIPs and some professors will say, your students are all the time sleeping. They are not listening. How very difficult, you know. Anyway, we have to keep ourselves awake and balance both.
Yes.
Sometime the Anantapur campus also wanted to join. So they said, Swami, give us opportunity. Swami said, "Na pillal anta chesnaru, our boys are doing everything very well, there is no problem." So the complaints came to Swami. What is the complaint? Chapatis are not rolled properly and it is not fried properly.
Oh.
Then Swami didn't react first, but the complaint continued. See, they thought, okay, if you give that complaint, maybe one aspect will come to the ladies section to do something like that. Then that day, Swami called warden and we were the other side of the room. 4 of us were there. Swami called. Whenever Swami is there, we'll try to peep and look what Swami is doing, what Swami is talking like that. So we are peeping. Swami's back was there. I mean, Swami cannot see us. And Swami looked at warden and he said, "See, lot of complaints are coming that chapati is not rolled properly and it is not fried properly. Pillal ki chappu, tell boys." He said, "Yes, Swami. Don't tell, I am telling. You tell from your side. Because boys are all working so hard. If they come to know that it is from me, they will feel very bad. As a warden, you tell, but don't use my name." And warden said, "Yes, Swami." We heard the whole conversation. And we kept quiet. And then Swami came. He saw us. He didn't say anything. Everything was normal. We also pretend up as if nothing has happened. We kept quiet. Then Warren called us to his office. He said, "See, there is a complaint from the devotees and the other people that chapatis are not rolled properly. The shapes are not good and it is thick one side, thin one side. It is also not fried properly, they say. So boys, you have to be a little careful. Take more time and do nicely. At least boys who can have the art of doing this, let them do. Don't allow everybody to roll this and all that." So we 5-6 boys now, we are wondering what to do now. But at the same time, we felt very bad. We hurt Swami. See, somebody going and telling Swami, and Swami is so loving, we hurt, but he didn't want to say a word to us.
Yes.
But he says, "Nuvu chappu."
It's hurting Swami also that people are complaining against the boys.
Yeah. Then that hurt us more, that Swami is so loving, so kind, that he didn't want to hurt us, he didn't want to say anything, but at the same time, he didn't want the comments to repeat. So immediately, we all thought, what to do, how to do, okay man, we will do slowly, this and that. Suddenly, I got one idea. "Boys, why not we do this? You roll as usual, don't worry about the shape and all that, you roll. And we will take a tiffin box and press it. When you press it, it becomes exactly round. The extra stuff and all we'll take, we will start recycling. Again, crush it and make we'll make like a snake and then chop into balls and then roll. That's a procedure.
Yes.
So some boys will do that, some boys will do that." He said, "Hey, that's a good idea, but how?" I said, "We need to get tiffin box, man." I said, "Okay, fine, but how to do it? We can go to Kadugodi, get 5 tiffin box of a particular size. So bottom and top, both we can use. And press it, it becomes round." "Yeah, good idea." So we ran to hostel and we told warden, "Sir, we got one, this idea, sir, but we need box." He said, "Oh, that's a very good idea." And then immediately he gave money. He said, go and get from Kadugodi. So we ran, picked up 5 tiffin box. So we can make 10 impressions on that. That's all. I said, "Come on, man, you roll Japan, you roll Australia, you roll America, whatever you want, you roll. Absolutely no problem. But after that, our mechanization, just press this, it becomes round, peel the extra stuff and then recycle that." And everything is done. Warden was very happy. Swami used to bump into hostel dining hall anytime. There is nothing like inviting Swami or Swami will come, Swami will come. Anytime he can walk in. That day lunch, Swami just straight walked in. Because he felt that, you know, people are complaining. So he also wants to check how it is like that. So he came. What is the menu? Em chesaru? You know, very mischievous, very innocent is. He came and warden was very clever. He didn't want to tell Swami anything. He also wants to surprise Swami. So he kept quiet. Those days, chapati will be on a basket. On that, there will be a white cloth. We'll fry the chapati and then put it and cover it with a white cloth like that.
So that it will be warm.
Warm. And Swami came as if, he's checking, oh, sambar, oh, what curry, oh, like that. And then straight away came to chapati. The issue is chapati, you know. Then Swami opened it. Idiyem idi, Swami chapati Swami. So he put an hand and picked up. It was perfect round. Then he dropped it. He picked one more. Perfect round. Then he put this way and that way. So everything is perfect round. He picked up one chapati. Hey, warden. See how nice. Round chapatis. Then warden felt happy. Yes, Swami. Our boys only did. He took that chapati. Went round to the guest table. You see my students. How they make chapati. How round it is. Even ladies cannot do like this perfect round. That is why my boys are my property. We were crying. When you see Swami in that situation, going table to table, explaining to everybody, showing that chapati. It is silly chapati. There is nothing in that chapati. But we felt that we should not hurt Swami. And Swami also felt that I should not hurt my boys. And finally, he himself gives that idea. And he shows you a way to come out of it. And at the end of the day, he praises his students and tells, that is why I say my boys are my property. Swami kosram emaina chestaru for boys, my boys for Swami. They can go to any extent and do anything. And he picked up chapati and going around every table, my boys, my boys, my boys. Why should God come down to that level? A stupid chapati, it has got nothing to do that. But you know, that is what the real love, that's why Swami says, you don't understand your single mother love. My love is 1,000 mothers' love. How you can understand? Just enjoy and live in it. Don't estimate, don't analyze, don't evaluate. Be immersed in that love. We were crying and we felt very happy. When you see Swami bubbling with joy and that enthusiasm, that is enough for us, you know. A small thing from our end which can make Lord of the universe happy.
Yes, absolutely. When I think about it, 2-3 thoughts come to mind. One is when we look at all of us, you know, all of us were of different shapes. We come to Bhagwan with our own ideas, with our own ideologies, and you know, with our own doubts, with our own, just like, you know, you didn't want to join. But Bhagwan, however irregular we are, irregular shaped we are, once we come into his world, he makes us round.
He makes us round.
He makes a perfect circle. He creates holistic personalities out of it through his love.
Through his love.
And then he lifts us.
He lifts us. It's like a perfect round. We started from God and go back to God only. You cannot divert anywhere else.
Yes. And you know, one thing is to love Swami, but it's always a very different thing where Swami can be proud of you.
Yeah.
And I think
that moment, no, when Swami is so proud of you, it is such a simple act. But you know, when God is appreciating in front of everybody and such a proud feeling, we cried and we felt very happy that, okay, fine. I think, Prishti, Swami's love and understanding and the experience for each and every individual is different. You stand anywhere at random, pick up any devotee and ask how you came to Swami, what attracted you and Swami, it'll never be stereotype.
Yes.
It'll be totally a different level, different idea, different concept. Is that not enough, Prishti, to show that he is pure love and divinity? Because in divinity, there is no duplications.
Yes.
In divinity, is original.
Yes.
And it is always original. And is ever new, nutana.
Yes. creation is divine.
Notana and Sanatana. That is why he is divine.
Yes.
That is why any devotee you go and ask,
yes,
I am sure all the listeners, those who are listening, they also would have come to Swami's fold in a different way.
Yes.
But there is no stereotype.
Yes. And everybody has that
one-to-one.
One-to-one, intense, tailor-made.
Tailor-made.
Yes.
We are all lucky that Swami has chosen and to be with Him, enjoy His love, understand Him, and to be with Him. All this is happening, it is also because of Him only.
Yes.
We are all not perfect, but even in imperfection, and He sees there is perfection in us, and He's trying to make something out of us.
Yes.
He's chiseling us.
Yes, He's making us round.
Making us round. So yes, that is a beautiful incident.
I think in a way this incident, you know, is so emblematic of how the relationship with Bhagwan, with students were in Vrindavan. It was this playful nature. You know, it was of this kind where people came with different ideas, but Swami filled them with beautiful innovations, and He again lifted the boys, and He created that kind of an atmosphere where ultimately each boy shaped up to be a very holistic person.
Holistic person. With Swami, it is always crisis management.
Yes. And everything happened through fun and joy.
Yes.
You didn't even feel that, you know. And at the end of it, you are crying and laughing. There are tears of ecstasy and also tears of
joy.
Joy.
Both.
It's a very, very intense,
rare experience that can happen only in front of Swami. Nowhere else.
Yes.
Nowhere else.
Yes. Wow. I think we have not had the chance to see Krishna, but I think in Sai Krishna we saw Krishna and so much more.
So much more. So much more. Definitely, definitely.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Really, I went back 77 means how many years back now?
More than 40 now.
40 years back. It's a beautiful memory. When I'm narrating, I'm seeing the instance right in front of my eyes, you know.
Yes.
It's still fresh in my mind. So good.
And it will continue to inspire. You know, millions.
Yes, 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 yes.
In the days to come.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, sir.
Thank you, Prushti, for calling me, inviting me here. And you're doing an extremely great job. And I know all the listeners are along with me. You are taking Swami's name, Swami's love, Swami's glory to their doorstep and recharging them. It's the greatest service one can do. And though I am also in teaching job, but I teach subject, but you are also teaching only philosophy and Swami's philosophy and Swami's love. You are chosen by Swami to give this. This is the greatest opportunity for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. No
doubt. You are doing amazing job. And thank you, listeners, for listening. And thank you, Prushti, praying Swami to bless all of us all the time.
Sir. I think all of us have a role to play. We have to be grateful to Swami for this chance. Thank you so much, sir. Sairam.
So that was Mr. Sai Surendranath. And we will continue this conversation in the coming episodes of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. This series of learning with love in Vrindavan. Swami has touched so many lives and in such indelible ways. Really, what we can document, what we have shared is just a drop in the ocean, and we will try and collate as many drops as we can towards this celebration of the 50 years of the Vrindavan campus, which will happen in June 2019. Let us pray that these instances inspire us to walk on the path laid down by Him with added zeal, added determination, so that we become so pure that one day when we speak, His voice resonates through us. When we walk on the path that He has laid down for us. When we smile, people see not our smile, but His smile. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for being with us through this program. And as always, please join in our discussions, share your feedback. You can send your mails or your comments to listener@radiosai.org or on our WhatsApp number 9393258258. Once again, 9393258258. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.